Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, March 4th. What to know about a major documents request and how it could impact the president and the severe weather impacting much of the U.S. Plus, SpaceX makes history and cameras on your airplane seat. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a roundup of several things to know happening on Capitol Hill. First, the guy who would oversee impeachment of the president is taking more action to investigate him. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler told ABC News he'll request documents today from more than 60 people tied to the president and Justice Department. And that'll include Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., and the Trump Organization. Nadler plans to use them to try and find out if Trump abused his power or obstructed justice. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came to the president's defense, saying it's all political and Trump never did anything wrong. Also of note, it now looks like the Senate does have enough votes to pass the resolution to block President Trump's national emergency at the southern border. Remember, Trump declared an emergency to get more money for a border wall. Well, now the Hill says Senator Rand Paul is the fourth Republican senator who says he's on board to block it. And if all the Senate Democrats plus four Republicans vote yes to pass the resolution, it'll then go to the president's desk. Of course, even if it does pass Congress, President Trump will likely veto it, saying the wall is necessary. So it really won't do much except maybe send a message. The full Senate is planning to vote next week. In the meantime, President Trump says he'll take some action of his own. During a two-hour talk at the Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, Trump brought up the issue of free speech. He said he's planning to sign an executive order to guarantee free speech at colleges and universities. Trump says if schools want federal funding, they have to protect all viewpoints. He cited colleges who have canceled events from conservative students or speakers due to boycotts or protests. Since an executive order means he'll do it without Congress, critics have said it may not be legal to withhold those funds, so we'll see. And finally, President Trump is defending the decision to stop all large-scale joint military exercises with South Korea. He says it's happening for two reasons. One, to save money. Trump says the big drills are too expensive. And two, to ease the tension with North Korea. Remember, Trump just met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week. Critics say it could undermine the U.S. and South Korea, but supporters say the large-scale drills aren't necessary. They'll be replaced with smaller training exercises. White House hopefuls were in Selma, Alabama this weekend. They spoke at a ceremony remembering the Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery, which happened 54 years ago. It's known as Bloody Sunday since demonstrators were beaten and tear gassed. That march helped open the doors for equal voting rights in the 1960s. The AP says Senators Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders were there, both running for president in 2020, as well as former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man in Sacramento last year will not face criminal charges. CBS News says prosecutors made the announcement over the weekend, nearly a year after it happened, saying police had reason to think Stephon Clark was pointing a gun, even though he really only had a cell phone in his hand. Protesters later shut down a mall in the area to show they disagree with the decision. Clark died in his grandmother's backyard during a chase with police. His family is suing the city, and there are two more investigations still going on, one by the state and another by the police department itself. A tornado outbreak hit several southern states over the weekend, while a winter storm is impacting other parts of the U.S. First, the Weather Channel says multiple tornadoes hit Lee County, Alabama yesterday, and at least 23 people died. That death toll is expected to go up. It appears to be the deadliest tornado outbreak in 5 years. Thousands of people lost power in Alabama and Georgia. The Midwest was hit with plenty of snow over the weekend that is now impacting the Northeast. ABC News says public schools in both Boston and New York City, for example, will be closed today. Between last night and today, some states got at least 6 inches of snow. AccuWeather says New Jersey was under a state of emergency and other states had travel restrictions. And the winter storm is also bringing cold temperatures. By Tuesday morning, it will feel like single digits in parts of the Northeast. And that cold air could make its way south through the week. SpaceX is now the first private company to send an American-made spacecraft made for flying people to the International Space Station. In other words, it's a big step because for the last 8 years, NASA astronauts have been grabbing a ride to the International Space Station on Russian spacecrafts, ever since NASA's space shuttles retired back in 2011. But that could change with SpaceX's Crew Dragon, as it's called. It's set to head back to Earth later this week. No humans are on board for this test, but the goal is to send astronauts from the U.S. later this year. More news ahead, but a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, Noom. Let's face it, building new habits is hard. We all have good intentions, but it's way too easy to go back to our old ways. Well, Noom is here for you. Noom offers the tools you need, plus accountability and community to help you not only reach your goals, but also stick with them. Whether it's weight loss or simply eating more vegetables or moving around more, Noom can help. It's not a diet, and if what you've tried before doesn't work, there's a reason. It's time for something different. Noom provides personalized training and your own support team all right on your smartphone. There's also one of the biggest food databases available, so you can track your meals quickly and easily, and there's a bunch of other features that are helpful, like a step tracker. Noom really only wants you to spend about 10 minutes a day to create a healthier you. And I love how easy it is to get started. In less than a minute, I was on the app setting up my first goal, and I get notifications from experts who want to help. Noom is designed for results. So sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy to start losing weight and changing habits for good. That's Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Lyft could be listed as a public company as soon as next month. Business Insider says the ride-sharing startup filed for an initial public offering, or IPO, last week. Bloomberg says the company is hoping its market value is around $20 to $25 billion. Like many big tech companies, Lyft has still never made a profit. It is bringing in more money than it used to. It brought in a couple billion bucks last year, but still lost a billion. Lyft's rival Uber is also planning to file an IPO this year. When you're flying on an airplane, there just might be a camera next to the screen on the back of passenger seats. USA Today reports the world's biggest airlines like American, Delta, and United have confirmed those cameras exist. But they say they aren't using them, at least not yet. American Airlines, for example, says the cameras are for the future, to eventually be used for something like video conferencing from seat to seat. But that for now, they are not activated. All of the airlines involved say the cameras were added to the entertainment screens by the manufacturers of the planes, not them. Still, some passengers are a bit worried about privacy. March is Women's History Month, so Yelp just made supporting women-owned businesses easier. Fortune reports it's part of a new feature. Businesses can now mark that their company is women-owned, and customers can search for it on Yelp, similar to how you might search for good for kids or vegan. Also, a female football player is getting some extra attention this month. CNN says Toni Harris just became the first woman to commit to a college on a full football scholarship. It looks like she's going to Central Methodist University in Missouri. She says she's determined to be the first woman to play in the NFL. The high-profile documentary Leaving Neverland, showing allegations against Michael Jackson, is now playing on HBO. The first part aired last night, the second part comes out tonight, and the whole thing is now available on demand. But HBO is facing a lawsuit over it. Leaving Neverland follows two men claiming the pop singer sexually assaulted them as young boys. Vox reports the Jackson estate is suing HBO for $100 million and says the movie is a public lynching. Variety reports they even released a Jackson concert on YouTube at the same time, hoping fans would watch that instead. All right, the weekend box office winner was How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Entertainment Weekly says the animated movie was number one for the second weekend in a row. Also, The Hollywood Reporter says the film Green Book had the biggest bump from the Oscars in 8 years, at least compared to the other Best Picture award winners. And that's it for today. You are all caught up from the weekend. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.